We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 43. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Amory from mytakeontv.com. Anyway.
Now that you're in a place where you can actually mention it.
Yes. What? Oh, yeah, right? Because I can't, cause I can't say that I have my own website when I do the radio show. Whatever. Anyway. Hello. Oh.
Hello.
So... We're off to a fantastic start. Fantastic. Okay, so first up on the schedule is to talk about the news. And there's a lot of it today.
There is a lot.
Oh, I have another one to add too when we get to the second one. But the first one. But right, you might want to close your ears because I know you don't like spoilers about casting.
Wait, what show do you? For?
It's for Chuck.
I've seen them all today because they've been posting them.
Okay, then I will say it. Anyway, NBC is remaking the British TV hit Prime Suspect that starred Dame Helen Mirren. Now, here's the thing. I have no idea what that is. But apparently people are up in arms about it. Anybody?
I don't know what it is either.
Okay, good.
Nope. I don't know if it was a series or if it was just like two-hour movies or something like that, but they play them on PBS all the time. Mm. But apparently they're really good, you know, like, detective mystery series of
cool,
you know, and you know, when you have that type of cast, you know, headed up by Helen Mirren.
Wait, that type of cast, I'm like, isn't it just Helen Mirren?
Well,
that we know,
you know, headed up by Helen Mirren, that, you know, anytime you talk about remaking something like that, people are always gonna,
right,
they're always gonna talk about whether that should be done or not.
So I have no idea what it is. If you know, let us know. And who do you think should play Helen Mirren in the U.S., I guess. So that's our first bit of news. For Chuck, since Ray's already heard, and it's not going to spoil her, spoiler alert to those of you who don't want to know, now that I've given you enough time to turn it down, Smallville's Kristen Kreuk has agreed to a guest stint on Chuck, as well as Angie Harmon from Law & Order, who I really like, so that's cool.
Wasn't there a guy, too?
There may have been.
Like three different people.
Yeah, they've had Brandon Routh, the
Superman,
has been cast, and then also I just saw another one today. I think
it was Angie Harmon.
Yeah, Angie Harmon.
Right, who I said.
Yeah, so that's the. I was trying to think if there was another one, but then I remembered that's the one that it was.
Mm-hmm. So that's Chuck, and I don't know when it's going to air, and I miss it.
Yeah. It's a long time till March.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, next up, another casting alert for Starz Comedy Party Down. I'm a little nervous about this, I have to be honest, but Will and Grace's Megan Mullally has been cast for season 2. Rumors have it that the cast or the producers and stuff are really big on her, but I'm a little nervous about it. But I think that they're going to be fine with what they're doing for the season, so I'll hold out my opinion until I actually see it. But that's it. Do you guys, you watch Party Down, right?
Yeah.
Who are you asking?
Both of you, the people that are on the podcast with me.
You started, like, I thought you were specifically directing it at one of us. Jesus.
Nope, both of you. You're both free to answer.
Yes.
Get sarcastic.
I've been watching it.
Yes, I watch it.
Excellent.
There you go. I don't know how that character's.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm gonna miss Jane's character just because.
Yes, I am as well.
I almost called her Sue, and I'm like, no, that's her name on Glee.
That's, yeah. Oh, I love her. I love how excitable she is on Party Down, and how she's so. Oh, I'm gonna miss her. I'm gonna miss her.
I know.
But yeah.
Yeah, it could be good. It could be bad. She, because, you know, it depends on, you know, how they use her. Because mm-hmm. she can go, like, really big and just take over, and it kind of gets annoying.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed. But we'll see what happens. AMC has renewed Mad Men for a fourth season. No shit. Everybody knows that. If anybody didn't think it was going to be renewed, then you guys were crazy. So
there you go about that.
NBC will have a new slogan, More Colorful, as of September 14th.
That apparently is just going to appear on screen when they do a promo or whatever. Like, it'll never be, like, said or anything. The colorful that they're talking about is, you know, like, is not the colorful that I think of when I hear more colorful.
When I think of more colorful, I think of more colors.
But they're going for, like, the alternate use of colorful, like, lots of happenings lots of drama, lots of, you know, like, that's a...
It could also be easily misconstrued to mean, hey, look, we've cast more than your typical 25-year-old white person.
If you're
watching the network. This is true.
Maybe in Trauma, but... In the rest yep. of...
Yes. So, more colorful NBC begins on the 14th. And then our last piece of news is that a Glee soundtrack will be released on November 3rd. But I don't want to spoil you folks about what songs are coming up, so I'm not going to tell you what's on there.
Emery. Released?
Wait, what?
They're going to wee-wee's it.
Nothing. I was just thinking how you...
you know, as I was saying Swans. The word... As I was saying the word release, I knew that I said it wrong, but when you said it back to me, I was like, what? What did I do?
You corrected yourself.
I completely forgot.
Oh. It's funny.
Anyway, a Glee soundtrack will be released on November 3rd.
Which is volume 1.
Yes, because...
So they're gonna drown you out with Glee soundtracks.
Which I'm okay with.
Hey, Amory.
Hey, Ray.
Is the song
I don't know where this
from
is
the,
going.
Is the song from the episode we watched on there? No.
Didn't. No, because it's... No.
Right. Okay, never mind. Don't say anything more.
Spoiler.
I don't want to spoil anybody.
No, exactly.
But I just realized as I was asking the question why it wouldn't be. So
right,
mind.
Exactly. So now that we've thoroughly confused you, that's... Them's the news. All right.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm like Fonzie over here.
You are. All right, well, let's move on to the topic then if we finish the news.
Yeah. A colorful NBC fall preview 2009.
NBC fall preview 2009. More colorful.
More colorful. Anyway.
Oh, Lord. More something, all right.
Okay. So.
More laughter, I guess.
Yes.
We'll start off, Sundays, they have Sunday Night Football.
Sunday! Isn't that like a...
What are you doing?
isn't that like their slogan or something?
Well, it'll start, the first Sunday is the 13th, but they'll have a Thursday night game to kick off the season on September 10th.
Interesting tidbit, my fantasy football
see.
Team has 16 players on it. All 16 players are from 16 different NFL teams, and I didn't do that intentionally for the first 10 rounds of the draft, but once I noticed it, I made sure that my last six people were not on teams that I already had people on. So,
that was
there
a
you go.
That was a semi-interesting tidbit.
It was very interesting. Anyway, moving on.
Well, Sunday Night Football, so I'll watch some, depending on who's playing.
Yeah.
And
what are we talking about?
Football. Still.
We were talking about
still
Monday Night Football.
Football.
And now we're moving on to...
That's why I tuned you out.
Now we're moving on to Monday night, which will kick off Heroes on the 21st of September. And I believe that's going to be a two-hour premiere.
It is.
And then... That'll be followed the following week on the 28th. That'll be followed by Trauma, which is a new show, and that'll be followed by Jay Leno, the Jay Leno Show, which starts up as of September 14th.
So Monday. On the schedule that I put together, the only thing from NBC that I will be watching on Mondays will be Trauma, and it'll be recorded in my bedroom, so I will probably not watch it until, like, 3 weeks after.
I like Trauma, mostly. I think it has potential to be entertaining. Whether they'll be able to keep the adrenaline explosions and stuff like that up from week to week, and whether and even if they could, if that would get monotonous and old over time, because but I think they had some interesting characters that they can, I think, will be good that you can follow their story as it develops. And so it's more than just the... I likened it to like the old 70s show Emergency, except that there's more focus on actual characters. That show was more, you know, it's a little bit about the characters, but it was mostly about whatever the rescue was of the episode.
I didn't dislike it. I didn't love it, though. Like, I'm not... It's not going to be must-see TV for me at all.
Well, I had a couple problems with it, and some of it was the way it was edited together. It seemed like things, like, happened too fast. You know, like, people were all of a sudden someplace where you were just like, wasn't it like 30 seconds ago that somebody was saying, go do this so that they can get here faster, and then they're just walking out there already. And some of the way it was put together seemed a little odd. But there was enough there that, like, I've put it on the list as something I plan on watching, that it's not really, like, still to be determined. I mean, I plan on watching it unless it turns bad, you know, over the next few episodes.
Right. So that's that. You guys watching Heroes? Ray, will you watch Heroes this season?
Nope.
No. Did you stop last year?
I'm sorry. What show? No, I'm not watching that show, if it even deserves that title anymore. I stopped watching mid-season last season, and I don't regret that. I watched a little bit of the finale, and I was not impressed. So
I stopped in season 2, so...
Well, I've watched them all, but I'm interested to see where it starts off, but it has definite potential to be one of the shows that gets dropped.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I'm not watching Jay Leno ever. Ever.
Not even if Kiefer Sutherland's on, huh?
Only if Kiefer Sutherland's on. That's pretty much it. That's all. That's it.
Okay. So then we move on to Tuesdays, which will be The Biggest Loser as of September 15th. And that'll be followed by Jay Leno as of September 15th, the first episode on Tuesday, which means...
I will not be watching NBC on Tuesdays.
Yeah, which means I won't be watching anything on NBC on Tuesdays.
Ray, do you watch The Biggest Loser, or will you be watching Jay Leno?
That'd be a no.
that's a no all around.
So we can
no
quickly,
and a no. Yeah, and a no for good measure.
Yeah, that's two no's for The Biggest Loser and another no for Jay Leno.
No, for me it's two no's times 100 for Jay Leno. And a no for Biggest Loser. Because I don't hate Biggest Loser. So.
Okay, so Wednesday. Wednesday will be new show Mercy that starts on September 23rd. And that'll be followed by episodes of Law & Order SVU as of September 23rd. And then Jay Leno starts the 16th.
Well,
Wednesdays.
Technically, Jay Leno starts the 14th and is on every night at 10 o'clock. And I'm not watching anything.
And so there's another night that I'm probably going to watch another episode of Mercy, kind of.
I am, to laugh at it.
Just to see if it's really as bad as I thought it was, you know. And because it's not quite that bad, but it had potential to be like this year's version of the show that shall not be named.
No, I have a different show for that. It's on a different network. But I agree that this is not great. And last week, if you were paying attention, I gave a little preview to the NBC fall premiere preview party that we're having right now. And it was...
Is that what this is?
That's what this is. Surprise!
That's right.
I
can't believe how colorful this party is. Yep. That's what
fantastic.
I can't believe.
aggressively, offensively awful. That's a quote directly from Matt Rausch describing Mercy. So do with that what you will.
So we were talking about one show and not all three shows.
Yes.
And now you know.
One show. Because it's my super short show. Every week I do that. Every week.
Yes, anyway. You do.
Oh, we'll be watching SVU too, by the way.
Wednesdays have another potential to be NBC free, unless for the unintentional comedy of watching Mercy, but because there's not a lot else on Wednesday nights.
SVU will be recorded in my bedroom, and I will be recording a second episode of Mercy, but I don't think it's going to get beyond that for me. I have to give it a second episode because that is my. Well, there's one show I'm not giving a second episode, but be honest, come on. Or there's two shows. Fox, we covered that already. Did we do Fox? We did Fox. Anyway.
That was last week, Amory.
Yeah. So, long story short, Mercy, SVU, Leno.
Yeah.
You're watching those? Is that what you're telling
me? Oh, no. I'm only watching SVU. Well, I'm recording Mercy. We'll check out a second episode. Watching SVU, not watching Leno. For those of us keeping track at home.
Mercy wasn't... You know, obviously it wasn't great, but I was sort of with it until she showed up at the hospital with the, you know, at the beginning. And then from there, things that take place were just unbelievably terrible.
I'm sorry, the show set in a hospital, you were with it until she showed up at the hospital?
I was partially with it. I wasn't
so
like...
So for like a scene and a half.
So for like...
is what you're saying.
So for like the opening sequence, sort of before the opening credits type of thing.
Okay.
But you know, before they get to that, because as soon as she ends up in the emergency room and stuff that takes place then, from then on, it's just like unbelievably cliche and not well done cliche at that.
Right.
And so.
Right. So there's your Wednesdays, folks.
But the idea of a nurse who's been to Iraq and coming back and following her is an interesting idea, because you know, you usually see that type of stuff, somebody coming back from war or something like that. It's usually a doctor or some such thing, and so that had an interesting potential in the idea, but poorly executed.
Yes.
So on to Thursday, which will start off. On September 17th, everything will be new, and it'll start off with Saturday Night Live, Thursday Night Live, or whatever they're calling it, followed by Parks and Recreation, followed by The Office, and then that'll be followed by Community, and then obviously Jay Leno.
Starting October 15th, it changes to Community, Parks and Recreation, The Office, and 30 Rock. I'm not watching Saturday Night Live. I will be watching Community because I loved the pilot. I will be watching Parks and Recreation, but probably only online. I'll be watching The Office, and I'll be watching Community or 30 Rock at 9:30.
I'll watch the Thursday night SNLs, usually because that news segment is usually the only somewhat funny part of a full episode of Saturday Night Live.
Well, we're not going to see Bitch Please anymore, so I'm not going to watch Saturday Night Live.
And then Parks and Recreation, I'm going to give it a second shot, you know, see if they're able to bring the funny. Definitely watching The Office and definitely watching Community. I really like the really like the pilot for that and like the cast. And when they move that around and bring back 30 Rock, I'll be watching 30 Rock. And if, it's a big if, because there was only like one episode that I even found partially funny of Parks and Recreation in the first season, if that actually becomes funny, that'd be actually a really good 2-hour block, and that you can add on It's Always Sunny after 30 Rock over on FX, and you could really
you just keep laughing for hours and hours. What?
I just, never mind.
What?
Any thoughts on Thursday, Ray?
I will be watching The Office, of course, and I'll be watching Community, although I did not love the pilot as much as the two of you did, apparently. I liked the pilot.
Please note that Ray did not love Better Off Ted as much as we did either, and now she loves the show.
Would you let me finish?
Just a little disclaimer. Wait, Ray has to finish. Ray, go.
I was expecting to love it because I loved the clips they showed, but the clips they showed were all the funny parts. So I didn't end up loving it as much as I anticipated. But I really like the concept and I like the cast. So it's on my schedule as a mostly permanent move. So,
well, maybe a second episode will be funnier when you haven't seen.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
The clips. Cause that same thing happens with like a lot of, a lot of comedies, but a lot of movies, you know, movie comedies where they just advertise it and advertise and advertise it. And for people like us who are in front of their TVs and whatnot all the time, you just see those over and over and over again. And then by the time you see it, it's not funny again because you've, you know, by the fifth time you've heard the joke, it's not a surprise.
Yes,
possibly.
Possibly. So excellent.
There you go.
Thursday.
Yeah, I just think that they have a really good cast, and I think that it had a good setup, and I think it has very good potential if the, you know, if the writers do a good job of giving them funny stuff to do. They have a cast that should be able to pull it off.
Oh, definitely. I thought the cast was great.
Okay. So that's Thursdays. Now on to Fridays, which will be Law and Order as of September 25th, followed by, well, at some point it'll be followed by Southland, which is now October 23rd.
Yes.
And then Jay Leno.
I haven't really watched Law and Order since Lenny Briscoe was on it.
That's a really long time ago.
So, I'm not going to be watching that. But I will be watching Southland. I love me some Southland.
I'll check out Southland again. I didn't love the first season of it. I like the rookie cop mentor storyline, and that's about it.
Yeah,
I really wished, because part of that was from the ads, seeing the ads, a lot of it focused on that and not really anything else. And so when you went and saw the show and there was lots of other characters and lots of other things that they were following, it was a little disappointing to me. And then even after watching the whole season, that's really the only storyline that I really like. But I don't know if that's, you know, when it's like 15 or 20% of the show, I don't know if that's enough to like continue watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll see.
You don't like Regina King? I think she's freaking awesome.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of good acting and a lot of good, and I like a lot of the people that are on the show. I just don't really care that much about those other storylines. They didn't really grab me. So I wish that it was more about
Ben and John.
Yeah, I think. Although I don't know that you could like necessarily follow them around all day in an episode, but if it was
Benjamin McKenzie, I would follow you around all day any day. Just give me a call. Hola.
But that's the part of the show I like.
I'm not a stalker. I'm waiting for him to stalk me. It's cool.
You just said you would follow him around.
I did. I did say I would follow him around, but only if he calls me first.
Only if you get permission.
It would be, yes, it would be acceptable stalkerism then.
Excuse me, miss, but you're going to have to, oh, no, I have permission to be here.
I have permission to be here. That's exactly what it's going to be like.
Ben, tell him I'm okay.
He's going to shoot me is what he's going to do. Anyway, for those of you listening and thinking that I'm crazy, I'm not actually going to do this. So,
disclaimer.
Don't be that scared. Disclaimer.
That's what she says.
Anyway, so that's Friday.
That is Friday. And then the week closes out with Saturday, which will have
Saturday. Anyway, now that's
we'll have
long.
Dateline NBC as of the 26th of September, and then that'll be followed by encores of Trauma and Law & Order SVU. You people looking for some drama at 10 o'clock
on a
on
Saturday.
NBC, you can find it on Saturday with a repeat of Law & Order SVU.
I'll tell you what. And then, what's it called? Saturday Night Live starts, and Megan Fox is the host, and U2 is the musical guest on the 26th of September, and they fired Michaela Watkins, and I am pissed. I really like her.
I'd be pissed if I knew which one that was.
She's Angie Tempura, the blogger that comes on Weekend Update with the iced latte. She's awesome.
Must not have seen enough of last season. I didn't really watch a lot of last season. Well, a lot
so that's...
Once the election went past, I, like, pretty much stopped watching SNL again.
Mm-hmm. So, NBC, more colorful. Seen, not heard. Just pretend I didn't say it. Pretend it was flashing on your screen.
And since we've done it with others...
Lord.
The other show that they have is Parenthood that's been... That was going to be on instead of... Is it Mercy that replaced that? Mercy was going to be...
Yep. Mercy was going to be a mid-season show, which does not give me hope for the second episode, because the second episode was going to be thrown together like a crazy person. So, Parenthood is now in the spring.
Yeah, and which I thought was really good. There's a bunch of stuff in it that you totally see coming, and it's not a surprise, and it goes exactly where you think it's going to do. But then there's some other stuff in it that you're just like, that are some really good moments, you know, dramatic.
The cast is ridiculous. Peter Krause, Aaron Christensen, Maura Tierney, Craig T. Nelson. Dax Shepard is really good in this. And Sam Yeager from Eli Stone, who I love, is in it. And I'm missing people. Mae Whitman, Anne from Arrested Development, is, well, I think she might have been recast. She's always recast. Yeah, it's really good.
Who is Dax playing?
Dax plays one of the brothers in the family. And I think he's the youngest brother.
The brother who's a screw-up?
Yes. Okay. That would be Dax Shepard.
It is based on a movie, so I know the family.
Yes. Yes, it was. And then there was a TV show of the same name and same concept, but it was not as well done. And I had heard things like that I was going to like it or wasn't going to like it. When I read the pilot, after people said to me, like, I don't think it's very good, I actually cried at the pilot. So, like, reading it. So when I watched it, I got the same kind of reaction. So to me, that's like a good sign. I think it's going to be a pretty good show.
I don't know whether being pushed off or not will help it or hurt it in the end. But I think that if NBC had that on Wednesday night in that first hour, that would be, they really could have potentially drawn a solid audience to that, because it is really good. And it also would have been... All three of their new fall shows would have been in the, you know, above average to good category.
Right.
Which would have been pretty good for them. So that's NBC with a little mid-season preview, even. Which seems to be as like a recurring theme. Like all the good new shows don't come till mid-season.
Exactly. So you just have January to look forward to.
Yeah.
So, I guess we're done with the topic, then.
Yeah, that's NBC, guys. Hey. NBC.
Shall we move on to...
Prime time!
There it is. Jeez.
Delayed reaction from Amory.
Prime time! Man, this brings up an idea. This something I've been talking about all day. So Hang Time aired on Saturdays, right? And all I've thought about since last night was California Dreams. And I've been singing the theme song, and I've been posting it, and I've got a lot of people to respond to me on Twitter today because they too love California Dreams. Don't wake me up if I'm dreaming. Anyway, that's an aside.
I have the DVD set from Shout Factory, and I need to give it away. I need to run a giveaway.
I'll take it. Give it away to me.
You can enter.
I love California Dreams. Man,
you can enter it. Oh, wait, you'll really like read the I don't know, the fine print would say fellow TV Times 3 podcasters not eligible. Sort of like the like on a radio station where employees and family members are not eligible for.
So anyway, prime time. Now let's get us back on topic.
No, we're done with the topic. Let's,
I mean,
let's go to prime time.
On point.
Okay. Would you like to point us in the right direction?
Sure. I didn't write it down, but I think our first show is Royal Pains. Royal Pains, the finale episode.
The first season finale.
First season finale.
Wonderland.
It was just another typical episode.
Yeah, I was a little... I liked the... I mean, overall, I liked the episode. I mean, because I like the show, but pretty much everything that happens in that, you know, in the finale, you're just like, okay, saw that coming, saw that coming, saw that coming. Like when they're sitting at the bar and he like asked him like what it is and he doesn't exactly say, and I'm just like, I gave all the money to Dad. That's what I'm sitting there saying to myself.
Spoiler alert.
And then they get there and, well, look at that.
Amory.
What?
It was 2 weeks ago.
You already told them we're talking about the episode.
I know. I was just, God. Never mind. I'm not talking anymore.
Oh, my God. You're so talking.
The only thing I do know is that you won't be talking any less.
Anyway. What were we talking about? What were
Royal
we talking
Pains.
About? Okay.
Do you have more to say about
Say about Royal Pains?
No, the only thing I wanted to say is that I was just what I said already. So,
right,
there you go. Which you've heard already, so I don't need to repeat it.
Anyway, moving on. Next on our list is Psych.
This is season 4, episode 4, The Devil's in the Details and the Upstairs Bedroom.
I like Ray Wise.
Hey, did you guys catch that the character name was Lucy after Lucifer?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I didn't either. I just watched the the commentary on it.
Okay.
On Hulu, you can watch the commentary.
You could have looked like the smart one of the bunch. Instead, you let it out.
On the Hulu, they have the commentary. He said they originally spelled it L-U-C-I. Because it was a nickname for Lucifer. But then somebody felt that that was giving too much away. So they changed it to L-U-C-Y. But that was why they named her Lucy.
Nice.
Random facts for you.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
We know.
Shut up.
Anyway, how did we feel about the episode?
This was actually the first episode of the season that I was sort of lukewarm on. I was like, it was all right.
I liked it.
I did like the, you know, I look up to him, and he's like, I look up to, you know, Sean says, I look up to Brett Favre, but it's not like I trust everything that he says.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, wait, that's a bad example. That was my favorite line of the episode.
Excellent. I just thought it was funny in general.
Well, that was the one line that made me laugh out loud, actually, when he said it, so.
Excellent. Ray is the psych expert. What do you think, Ray? What was your favorite? Do you like it?
I am the psych expert.
Yeah, because you love the show the most, I think.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it, which is sad because I was really excited because it's Ray Wise and...
Yeah.
My God, it's an homage to whatchamacallit, so I felt like I should have liked it, but...
Man, psych is hit or miss this season, huh?
It is. I mean, I still love the show. It has nothing to do with that, but I just didn't think it was a good episode.
But a miss for psych is... It's still better than...
Still a really good show, exactly.
It's still better than a lot of other
like
things.
That, oh my God, I need to rewatch that immediately. Like, I didn't rewatch it at all, so like, I have no... There were a couple lines I laughed at, but I can't think of them right now because I didn't rewatch it. I did love the outtake that was not shown, but is available online, yet again on Hulu, when he's doing the jingle at the end for the... No, they are doing Holy Ghost.
Oh, right. Okay.
And they both sing it. It's very funny. Well, it's not very funny, but it's cute. I like it.
It's very funny. Well, it's actually not very funny.
Well, I realized that I was overqualifying. It's not very funny, or I would have whatever. Mm-hmm. But I did tweet the link, so if you follow me, you probably have already seen it, because you followed my link, surely. If
yes,
I tweeted
I
it, you followed it.
All the time. Every time.
Anyway, I didn't think it was that great of an episode.
Excellent.
Sad. Hoping the next one is good. I need a really good one to bring me back in.
Excellent. So that's psych. Right.
However, I did.
Ooh.
Shut up. I did download the psych bobblehead on the iPhone. Just
in
case
you
missed Psych USA promoting it 1,000 times. The past 2 days, but I did do that.
And did you see that they're finally actually for reals releasing the
for literally
this? Yeah,
they are for literally.
Nice callback.
The iPhone case, yes.
The psych iPhone case.
I saw that because then I told somebody about it at dinner, and I was like, and he looked at me immediately and said, so I guess that means you're getting the new iPhone? Because I probably will. Anyway. I've been waiting for the correct reason to buy the new iPhone, and this surely seems like a good one.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to go out and get a new $300-plus phone.
Hey.
Because I bought a $15.
Are phones more expensive out west?
Anyway. It used to be that much. It's not that much anymore, Jason. Now it's only like $100 or $200. Did you just say spoiler alert to the cost of iPhones?
No, but I just like the idea of I'm going to get this $15 case. So because I bought that $15 case.
The case and then wait.
Because I bought the $5 case, I'm going to go get this. I'm going to go get a phone.
Anyway. So that's like.
There you go. With a little plug, merchandising plugs in there too.
Yes.
Moving on.
To next. Greek.
Greek.
The season 3 premiere, the day after.
Cappy!
Cappy! Love him. Love him!
Can I reiterate that I do not see the weight gain in Casey, like,
Brains did. Brains did, though. Brains texted me that night, and she's like, is Casey pregnant?
Oh, my God. But
no, she's not.
I think they're just hateful.
People tend to be with those type of things. It's always like a... You have the actress, and they're always like, eat a sandwich, you know, eat a burger, eat something. And then somebody puts on like a pound, and they're like, oh, yeah. My God, did she gain weight? And you're just like, really? You
know, just like, pick your battles, people. Pick your battles. Yeah.
If she was like, if she had put on like 30 pounds or something like that.
Even still, she'd probably look healthy.
Yeah. <she's>,
anyway.
Then it might be noticeable, but I didn't notice.
So what do we think of the episode otherwise?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there an episode to discuss? I thought we were just discussing appearances.
Yeah, I thought we were just... Yeah, just.
I'll tell you what. I thought it was a good episode. I hate Rebecca again. But I'll have to say this. I've seen the second episode, and I like her again. So it's, you know, give and take.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it was just... I don't know what it was, but... I didn't approve of that storyline only because I felt like we had just gotten over a storyline. Like, you know what I mean? We'd just gotten past being like that. So I felt like it was a retread of something they've already done. So maybe once I watch the second episode, like Amory has already, I will feel differently because I'll see that they're going in a different direction. But until then, I'm a little disappointed in the decision to go there again with Rebecca
right,
and the house. Like, can't you find some other drama for the house?
Exactly. I get that.
I don't mind the... I've seen people complain about it, so I will say that I don't mind Casey and Cappy not being together at the moment.
No, I don't either.
I do think it's kind of funny that even in their own show, they made fun of the back and the forth, don't you get tired of it? And then they did it right again. Like, when Evan is saying to Cappy... You're ready, you know, like he's whatever he said. He's like, don't you get sick of it or something like that. Maybe he said tired. I don't remember what he said, but and I was thinking, yes, I do get tired of it, but the show forces me to do it.
Exactly.
But at least this time, I think she's kind of okay with where they stand. And we know that he actually wanted to go be with her. So it seems like it won't last forever.
Right. Exactly.
We'll see.
Exactamundo.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I liked how they told that story, though, how they flashed back and gave you a little bit more of what happened the night before.
Right.
And Cappy in a ninja outfit, that's just funny.
Oh, and the Dale thing? I loved that when he was like, I had sex with Sheila. I gasped audibly. And I think Calvin's roommate is hot, and I still don't know his name. I still call him Calvin's roommate. So if anybody knows, pass that along, please.
That's who he is.
Calvin's roommate. Anyway, so Greek. Greek is awesome. Greek is back, and we love it. There you have it.
Let's see. Yeah, it's... I was just thinking, it's not that big a deal on in the time slot that it is on Monday night. So
actually, it's in repeats on my schedule. Like, I have it highlighted green with a green polka dot because that means that there's too much other stuff on, and it's going to need to be watched at midnight or recorded at midnight, and I'll watch it again.
Not me.
For you, it's all about Greek.
It's not all about Greek. There's just nothing else. Big Bang Theory. But I can watch Greek and then watch Big Bang Theory in the 10 o'clock. Oh, I guess I do have Castle, but whatever.
Oh, Castle, yeah.
I can watch Greek, then watch The Big Bang Theory, and by the time I get done with The Big Bang Theory, fast-forwarding through commercials, it'll be perfect for Castle, because right. Then I can just watch Castle straight through without...
Exactly. See, that's a really good plan.
See?
Always thinking.
Except I have this, like, one empty slot at 8:30 on Mondays. But anyway, that, we're not talking about my schedule.
Well, yeah, anyway. Moving on. So that's Greek. What's next? Weeds, season finale. Season 5, season finale. All about my mom.
Awesome. Well, not my mom.
Maybe your mom.
You know.
Maybe someone's mom. Somebody's mother is involved.
My mom and everything.
Yeah, your mom. Anyway.
Everything in my mom. Anyway.
What did you think about this episode, Ray?
It all revolves around my mom. All right, sorry. Here's the thing about this episode. Showtime maybe should stop overselling.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it was either great and outstanding and oh my god, nor was it shocking. Like, if you've been watching the season, spoiler alert, that one's for Amory.
There you go.
You should have seen that maybe you couldn't have seen that somebody was going to kill Pilar or whatever, but you should have definitely seen as soon as she got hit. And before they did the reveal, you should have known that it was going to be Shane.
Yeah.
Like, that was not surprising to me at all. I was Absolutely. Just like, okay, of course it's Shane. Especially after the episode before where he pulled out the knife on the guy. So
here's actually what I was expecting. And this is because, and this has to do with Rescue Me season finale, too. For those of you who watch it, spoiler alert, Osiello had something out there about how someone will be shot to death by their family member, and it would come out of nowhere, not shot to death, but shot in the chest. It would come out of nowhere, you wouldn't see it coming, and it would not really have anything to do with the storyline, necessarily. Well, I thought it was going to be Weeds, and somebody was going to shoot Nancy, or something like that. So that because they were selling it as like this overhyped, the finale is going to blow your mind, you're never going to see it coming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But instead, right. It was on Rescue Me.
Oh.
So, yeah. Let down.
And the whole you're never going to see it coming, I mean, maybe you wouldn't have seen Pilar getting killed, but she'd been planning to get her killed, so even that wasn't a huge shock. Her name is Pilar, right?
I mean, the only shock I really see is what Guillermo going against Nancy. And is that really
a
shock?
Come on now. He doesn't like Nancy all along.
Right.
And Pilar is like 10 times more powerful. So of course he would go against Nancy and go with Pilar, especially since he wants revenge on Nancy. So whatever.
She did take it one step too far, threatening those kids, though. I would have throttled that bitch.
Yeah, see, here's my other thing. Once again, the finale has left me about the new season. Because I don't really like them going that far with Shane. Like, I get why they went that far, and I'm not shocked by them going that far with Shane, but I can't condone Shane killing somebody even if she threatened him. So,
The
show goes too far for me on their side of the fence. Like, I'm okay with the drug dealers and the people that Nancy gets involved with doing the shit that they do, but I'm not okay with that family constantly willingly taking part in it.
Sure,
not that they're willingly like. I understand that they killed so that they could protect themselves, but I feel like the writers put him in a situation where it gets too drastic and then they have to do something crazy like that. And in
I
the
was
past,
thinking,
like,
go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say in the past, like with the DEA agent or whatever, it has always just worked out in their favor that they didn't end up having to be the one to do the dirty work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was a little better for me because at least it wasn't setting the characters too far in my eyes that I couldn't like the characters. Like, I really don't really care for Shane anymore.
And the only thing I was really
ironic because everybody else. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, just saying like that I would have throttled it. Not as Shane. Like, I don't think Shane should have been like if somebody threatened, like if I had kids and I feel like a lot of mothers would say this. If someone threatens your kids outright, you still feel you feel like you want to kill this person. I'm not saying it should have happened. I'm not saying I'm with you and like our main family. they've always gotten away from having to do the dirty work, and that's why it's kind of been okay. Not okay. I mean, death is never good, whatever. But,
right, but
I haven't
was okay
had as much problem with it.
Right. Like, you could... They were still a redeemable... I guess it's like, yeah, what's-his-face on Prison Break. Like, at some point, they went too far with him, and he was no longer a redeemable character. So,
this Teabag? Teabag you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Michael.
Oh.
Like at some point they just went too far with the characters, and it's not so much that you couldn't like still sympathize with them. It was that even if you sympathize with them, you could recognize they had become bad people, or not bad people, but you know what I mean. Like, they had become people who would go to any length, and what's going to stop that when they go back out into the world? Like, it's going to be hard for them to be a part, ever be normal again, quote unquote normal.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know. I just felt like it went a little. It might have taken Shane a little too far, because I don't know if there's any way for Shane to come back from that.
Right. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, except I'm getting...
We'll see what happens
time.
In season 6.
All right.
All right. That's Weeds. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Episode 9, Fight for Your Right.
I got to tell you, this episode was fantastic. And here's why. Not here's why necessarily, but I'm changing the subject. forget I said this episode was fantastic. I Twittered immediately after I watched this and then the next episode, which was available for online for us to review.
Nanner, nanner, nanner.
I didn't mean to sound like such a jerk, but what I'm saying is, as soon as I finished watching it, I went on Twitter and said, guys, I will miss 10 Things I Hate About You so much when it's gone, because I just love these last two episodes. I love Patrick Verona.
I think there was the whole house party thing was... The last few episodes have really, they've started to have fun with the teen movies and other type of stuff and incorporating that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That it still kind of happens, but they sort of are still making fun of it and stuff like that. And I think they've found a good spot to, you know, continue in that direction with that a lot of comedy from that type of stuff.
Yeah,
like when Kat is sitting there talking about him being the stupid one that gets drunk because he doesn't know that the watermelon is spiked, and then he realizes that he's drunk, and then she's like, maybe teen movies are set in reality. that was you know, those lines are really good, and the way they set them up with all the, and just the beginning of the party and how it started, and there was just a lot of.
And
really
the video
good,
at the end, or that was great.
shot by my friend Mr. Duck.
Yep.
Can we talk for a second about how?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Any certain
are
how you want to talk about?
Say that again.
I was finishing my conversation, and the two of you just jumped in. So shut up.
You shut up. No, go ahead.
About how bad all of these kids are. Speaking of some upcoming fall shows, at playing drunk. Because that was my one detractor for the episode. I didn't think they were very good at playing the
drunk card.
Yeah, the... Oh my god, why am I blanking on her name right now? The sister. Not Bianca.
Cat.
Cat.
Yeah, Cat. I'm looking at my cat as I say that.
That's why you talk. That's awesome.
Well, because I realized I should have figured it out because my cat is sitting in front of me. Anyway, that I didn't really buy... Cat being drunk. I mean, I understood that she was drunk. You know what I mean? Like, I knew that what she was doing was drunk, but and I guess maybe on the patio I bought it a little bit more, but when she was dancing in front of the group or whatever, I didn't quite buy it at that point that she was. It was a little bit of a bad acting job there. And I usually like that. I like that girl a lot, so I don't mean to pick on her. I just think that.
I don't know. It didn't really bother me. I thought that scene was kind of funny, even though, you know, that type of, it's not, that's a case of doing something that's been done 1,000 times, but yet inside of this, it was still funny.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, they were doing what happens in the movie, so.
Yeah, so it's,
Except it's not their house. It's Bowie Loganstein's.
Or I Bowie know, but you know what I mean. They're trying to have the party where Kat gets drunk and makes whatever.
Yep.
And I, maybe that's why, because it's this show trying to do once again what the movie did. And so, you know, whenever it gets too close to the movie that I get all, hold on.
Right.
Another thing that was good about the episode is the friend was barely in it.
You hate that guy. My God.
Just a little dose of him at the front and at the end. And that was, and that's enough. That's all you need. Any more than that. And it takes me back to the beginning of the season.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not been announced that that's picked up, right?
I don't think so.
Bummer.
Have either of you seen how, ratings-wise, how it's done?
No. I don't pay attention to ratings.
Anna doesn't work in a network, so she doesn't care.
Wait, what?
You don't work in a network, so you haven't cared.
Exactly.
I only care because the networks use those stupid numbers to pick which shows they're going to keep on the air, which
stupid
ones they're not.
They are stupid numbers, stupid ratings.
Because, God. Because in a perfect world, it wouldn't matter what ratings and advertising you could sell for it. You just put good shows on, even if nobody watched, just so I could watch them.
Well, I hope it gets picked up. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Anyway.
And I haven't seen the finale yet. Like,
you're going to hope even more. Spoiler alert. Here you go.
I'm not going to say anything about it. I'll talk about it next week.
Okay, excellent. Oh, wait, you saw it too, right, Ray?
Right. I did. I saw it like a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
I caved and watched it.
Anyway, that's 10 things I hate about you, and I think that's it.
Yep, that's the list of 5 shows for
Prime Time. Running together. Anyway, that's Prime Time, guys. That's Prime Time.
That's it. Then. We're done.
Get her done. Why do people say that? Why do people say that?
Get her done?
Yeah.
Because they Big Larry the Cable Guy fans, I guess.
I got a dog sit.
Amory.
What?
Like, that's not news anymore, because you have to do that every week, apparently.
I'm getting paid, okay? I get paid.
I didn't say anything. It's just you were announcing it like it was something new.
I didn't know that was, like, in question or something.
Well, there are different dogs this week than they were last week. Well, it's one dog this week. Last week it was two.
All right. Oh,
I was like, are they shapeshifters, or what does it mean?
Yes, I'm suddenly in True Blood. Ray just threw up in her mouth a little bit. Anyway.
And you had to use, like, the most overused line to say something about it, too.
Wait, what?
Just threw up in your mouth.
Yeah, that and I just beat a little bit should just be excised from the writer's room all
and
over Hollywood.
And possibly this conversation. Don't stop believing! Anyway.
All right, so if you would like to chime in on anything we talked about here, which, good on you if you do.
Like,
oh my
Lake
god,
did.
You guys.
What?
Did you see that we have a second voicemail today?
I didn't see that the second one came in. I only saw that we had the first one and that we were 2 for 2 for asking people to pronounce their name for us.
I know. Thank you, Lake, for calling in and pronouncing your name. Although you wrote it in the comment form too. Sounds like Lake, so that was good enough for me. But thanks for calling.
She has an accent.
Too.
I didn't know she had a British accent or whatever kind of accent. That was fantastic.
Yeah, those.
I guess you don't know that she lives in.
Those people from England noticed, with those British accents.
I never notice where people live. I just notice what their names are.
Hey, this is Lake from the UK. Just finally working out how to use SnapVine. And ringing to say hi and just say my name. Like, I want to thank you guys for a brilliant podcast. And thank you for always making me laugh. Bye.
So, yes, there's a second one. I haven't listened to it yet. So
I haven't listened to it yet either.
It just came in, like, today. But I've been busy today, so I haven't listened to it yet. I just wanted to thank that person, whoever it is, that I don't know.
Should I listen to it?
Right now? Whatever. If you would like to call in and pronounce your name for us or leave us a message like the mystery person did.
It was Erica from Las Vegas. I didn't listen to the message yet, but that's who it was. So thank you, Erica.
Thanks, Erica.
Unless I didn't hear your name right, and it's not Erica, but someone from Las Vegas.
Okay, Amory. Hey, Erica from Las Vegas. What show should I go and see when I'm there in November? All right. If you would like to call in and suggest what shows I should see. No. If you would like to call in and comment on anything we talked about today, or if you'd like to leave us a message, a message. I meant
message, a message.
Or write us an email.
Tell us what NBC shows you're looking forward to.
Or not looking forward to. Yeah. Jay Leno.
You can... I don't think Jay Leno's going to call in.
If he calls in, Mr. Leno, I apologize for hating you so much.
Yeah, anyway. You can do so on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Gus.
Jazz hands.
Or you can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/tvtimes3.
Spell it all out.
On iTunes, you can leave us some feedback there as well. Any of those places.
We would love to hear from you.
We would. Next week, we will be discussing ABC. We'll be discussing shows on coming to you on ABC this fall.
Easiest 1, 2, 3. Anyway.
Speaking of music, or singing of music.
Yes.
Some of our music was, as always, provided by Amory.
From mytakeontv.com.
Takeontv.com.
And Seat42F.
And C42F, but we don't talk about that.
In this podcast, she's Amory from MyTV.com. Yeah.
On the radio show, I'm not.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I said that, I went, that's probably not going to be good.
Whatever. And the other music was provided by IODAPromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. And that,
that's
my friend.
That's all we got, folks. That's it. And as is the usual, I gotta go eat. I gotta eat. Oh my god, Ray wrote I gotta eat on my chalk, on my dry erase board on my refrigerator. And I'm gonna leave it there.
Did I write I gotta eat or we gotta eat?
You wrote I gotta eat - Ray.
Oh.
Like you were quoting yourself. You misquoted yourself. You were misquoted.
I was leaving a signature so that you would know who wrote it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, people. I think that may be in signal that we need to end now.
Yes.
No, I was gonna say, I saw a gamer today, and James Roday and Maggie Lawson have a brief cameo as like newscasters in the middle of it.
Really?
And interesting. So does, and Milo.
And Tamelia.
Yeah, from Heroes is also has a very tweaked, weird at their cameo.
Excellent. Yes. All right. And on that note,
are we done?
We're done.
I think that's it.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
And it's recording.
Cool.
Hey.
And it's registering all three of us, so we're good to go.
Nice. I just ate so many ribs. I'm like a kid in a Whisk commercial. That's from that was a Diablo Cody tweet from like 10, 15 minutes ago.
All right.
Anyway. All right, let's get the show on the road.
I'm ready, if you're ready.
On the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
And you're ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Oh,
fuck. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, sorry. That was my anger at having to wait till mid-season.
Was it really now?
No, it wasn't, but I could make it sound like it was.
Nice, well done.
With the proper editing, I can make it sound like it was.
There you go.
She has no opinion. There you go.
Oh, I have opinions.
Well, I just wanted to see if you wanted to, you know, unburden yourself.
No.
No, he's good. She's good. Okay, so.
Did you just call me a he?
I did. I didn't. It was a Freudian slip.
Whatever.
Well,
just because I have a guy's name, Amory.
I'm a terrible person. Unlike other people in my family and my friends who write cocaine and condoms on there, but don't sign who wrote it.
Of course not.
My dad was not happy to see that list. That right now. Anyway.
Oh my all god. All right. I should have put. Never mind.
Robo Ray is back!
Briefly, there.
All right. Hey, guys.
I wanted to. Now I'm hearing an echo. Yay! I get an echo this week.